Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read to you a few verses out of the Gospel of Matthew and talk to you about a time when Jesus really cut through the controversy. You'll see what I mean when I read you these verses. Matthew chapter 12, verses 10 through 13, where we read, "And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' That they might accuse him. Then he said to them, 'What man is there among you who has one sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.' Then he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other." It might surprise us that Jesus was constantly confronted by controversy. Here was a sinless man. Jesus never sinned against either God or man. Yet there was never a shortage of people who wanted to contend with Jesus, and usually it was the religious leaders of his day. Now, this controversy here mentioned in Matthew chapter 12 reminds us of several significant truths. First, we see the importance of seeing men as Jesus sees them. When the religious leaders saw the man with a withered hand, they saw him as an interesting theological problem. They saw him as bait for a controversy with Jesus. I mean, would Jesus heal him on the Sabbath day? That was the question. But Jesus saw the man as he really was, a man created in the image of God who was hurting and who needed a touch from God. How do we tend to see others? May we look at others in this world all with the compassion and the wisdom of Jesus. Secondly, this passage shows us the importance of people over possessions. The religious leaders would all agree that it was permitted to rescue a valuable farm animal, such as a sheep, on the Sabbath. If your sheep or ox fell into a pit, the religious traditions allowed you to rescue the animal, even if it was on the Sabbath. But these same religious leaders weren't ready to condemn Jesus for helping a person made in the image of God because Jesus was going to do it on the Sabbath day. In this, the religious leaders exposed their own hypocrisy by showing a greater concern for their own possessions than for a man in need. Friend, do you value possessions over people? Thirdly, this shows us the importance of obeying the impossible. When Jesus commanded the man to stretch out your hand, he commanded the man to do something that was impossible in his current condition. We might have expected the man to say something like this: "Jesus, I would be glad to stretch out my hand, but I can't. It's paralyzed. That's my whole problem." But Jesus never gives a command without also giving the ability to fulfill it. And the man put forth the effort, and he was healed. Friend, do you feel that God expects too much of you? He never expects more than what he will enable you to do as you abide in his word and in the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. So today, trust God for something that is impossible in your own strength, but it's possible as he works in you and through you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.